Welcome back.
That was Fizzwater by UB Blake, born on this day in 1883. Let's look at our day in history this February the 7th. Today is Independence Day. It celebrates the independence of Granada from the United Kingdom in 1974. On this day in 1791, Benjamin Banneker, one of America's great inventors, surveyors, mathematicians, astronomers, who dialogued intensely with Thomas Jefferson and other leaders about race and racism in this country, began to lay out Washington, D.C., in cooperation with and under the supervision of a man named Major Andrew Ellicott IV, Ellicott City, don't you know? Benjamin Banneker, of course, one of our early great African-American scientists and thinkers. On this day in 1876, General Sheridan started operations against Native Americans in the West. The War Department authorized him to crush Native American people. They didn't care if they killed every man, woman, and child. On this day in 1894, it was a very important strike that took place in Cripple Creek, Colorado. Under the leadership of the Western Federation of Miners, they took on the mine owners, who wanted to lengthen the workday by hours and drop their pay from $3 to $2.50. What made this extraordinary in this strike was that the state militia, made up of the people around them, came out to defend the strikers, fought the thugs and the police who were there on the part of the owners and the mayors. They actually won this strike. And this began the great militancy of labor unions in the late 19th century that led to the formation of the IWW. And on this day in 1926, the great Carter Woodson, the historian, created Negro History Week. So it would coincide with both Lincoln and Douglass's birthday and begin to teach America about the pride and power of black history. It's the forerunner of the Black History Month we celebrate today. And on this day in 1956, a woman named Authorine Juanita Lucy, little known in American history, but bravely was the first black student at the University of Alabama, was kicked out because a riot took place of white students against her, and she was thrown out. On this day in 1984, Walter Brueggemann, a very brave man who had gone through World War II and the labor struggles in America, was an 84-year-old freedom rider. He was beaten almost to death by the Ku Klux Klan at an Alabama bus station in 1961 and was awarded a judgment of $50,000 by U.S. District Court on this date. In 1991, Jean Bertrand Aristide was sworn in as the first democratically elected president of Haiti. On this day in 1885, Sinclair Lewis was born, a man who was one of the greatest muckraking journalists in the entire history of the United States, who took on the meatpacking industry, all kinds of unfairness, ran as a socialist for governor of California, one of our great journalistic figures. On this day in 1986, we lost Sheikh Anta Diop, who was an Egyptologist and author of the book Civilization of Barbarism and the General History of Africa. What he did, really, in this book was to finally put the place of Africans, black Africans, in the seat of power in ancient Egypt, showing history was more complex than we thought it. To celebrate Black History Month here on the Mark Steiner Show, we're going to bring a special moment in history every day for the entire month of February to celebrate Black History Month. And we're doing that with someone who knows more about black history than most of us, I think, Lisa Crawley. She's Resource Center Manager at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. Lisa, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. On February 7th, 1883, composer and pianist UB Blake was born in Baltimore to John Sumner, a Civil War veteran and stevedore, and Emily Johnston, a laundress. Blake was influenced by training received from Llewellyn Wilson, who was conductor of the Baltimore Colored Symphony. Blake, of course, is most famous for his partnership with Noble Sissle and their collaboration in the production of the Broadway musical Shuffle Along, which opened on Broadway in 1921.
And what was the Baltimore Colored Symphony?
The Colored Symphony was a symphony made up of local African American musicians who perform classical works of music. And if you look at the scope of African American symphonies at that time, there were these groups all across the United States, especially up and down the Eastern Seaboard, who were groups of professional African American musicians, mostly performing classical
musicians,
music.
Right.
Yes. Trained musicians who were performing classical music.
Who couldn't get work in the larger city symphonies.
Correct. Right. And so they a lot of them performed for black churches. They created their own productions and they kept the music alive.
Lisa Crawley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that was This Day in History on February the 7th. To see our full list of This Day in History, including lots of important things we didn't have time to talk about, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. To celebrate the great UB Blake's birthday, we go out with Charleston Rags.